National.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the April 27th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We're now 87 days away to the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics in Japan. The Olympic boxing tournament in Tokyo will feature both men's and women's competition. The men will fight in 8 weight classes: flyweight, featherweight, lightweight, welterweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, heavyweight, and super heavyweight. The women, meanwhile, will trade punches in 5 weight classes: flyweight, featherweight, lightweight, welterweight, and middleweight. Ghana's national boxing team, nicknamed the Black Bombers, has several fighters who have qualified for the Tokyo Games. Our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, asked the head coach of the Black Bombers, Ofori Asare, about the team's Olympic preparations.
For now, we are doing our best. The pandemic has been very frustrating towards the Olympic Games, but Olympic Games is the highest platform that you can perform in this sports world. So we are determined to be able to go there and make a mark, because we know that Ghana has been able to win medal at the Olympics at Tokyo before, and that history is there. So our presence, that medal will rank in people's mind that Ghana, when you look into history, Ghana has won medal here before. So we want to go there to perform and, if possible, to win medal. So we are determined very, very hard. We are training every day, and we are going through the most important training rudiments. And we know that no matter what, we'll be able to hit the target.
How are you getting the support? I mean, you need a lot to assist the boys. Financial, practical, everything.
Yeah, actually, there are some individuals who have supported us from the beginning even to our qualification, as well as the sports authority and then the Ghana Olympic Committee as well. The support we had is not enough. We want more. We want more because it will take another 4 years to go to the Olympics Games. And it takes a person's life changing to go into Olympics Games and be able to make a mark for himself and for the country itself. So we are calling on a corporate body. We know government cannot do it alone. We know the federation cannot do it alone. It is all hands on board that will enable us to achieve something. Even we need certain things, any simple thing that you have to support the team, even water or whatever, when you bring it, we accept and we'll be very, very grateful for anybody who will come into our aid.
Now, I think the joy for Ghana and the joy for you is you have 3 boxers qualified for the games. How do you rank them? How do you rate them? I mean, talking about their medal hopeful.
Yeah, boxing is a sport that has no respect for the master. That is why we call it street science. And we are going there. The ranking is another thing. The performance is also another thing. Your preparation before you get there is also another thing. So we are looking up to our preparation now to the day. And we believe that all the boxers that we have are capable of making difference at the Olympics, because they cannot go to the Olympics if they are not good boxers. You need to pass through qualification before you get there. So since we've qualified and we are part of the best in the world, we also go there to compete and rub shoulders with the ranking number one, number two, whatever they call themselves. We'll go there to be able to make a mark. This time we have about 8 boxes ranked in the world, and we have 3 of them in the national team. One of our boxers is 7 in the world. Shaku Same is 7 in the world. We are not far back. Some of them are 15, 14, 10. So we are also part of the best boxers in the world. And we are going to make sure that our name will be heard after the Olympics.
How is your boys well composed of these games? I mean, are they entertaining some hitchbacks or something like that?
Well, actually, the normal complaint is the support that I'm also asking for. It's what all of us are asking for. But the boys are very, very serious. They know what they go through before they qualify. It wasn't easy. It wasn't the same like other countries. We are from a country that thinks the economy level is not like the other. We can't compare ourselves to America or those sort of things. They have their level. But it is the Olympic platform that will be able to prove that we can also make amends in terms of achievement. So they know it. And because of that, they are determined to be able to achieve something. Because within them, they know that they want to also make an impact at this particular platform. So based on that, even though they complain, they are still focused.
I think the event is coming on for another elimination and qualification.
France has been cancelled, but what we know, the Europeans one, that will be coming next month, will come on. But if it comes on after that, then we will know if there is a remaining quota for other people, then we'll know what will happen. But for now, we are relying on the trade that we have, and we are going to make sure that we work very hard.
I think you had a lady boxer in America. Can you talk about her?
Yeah, Onera Sato is third in Africa. And we believe if the quota fall on her, she will also join the team and do better. We are communicating and I've been encouraging her to train. We are waiting if quota will affect her. She's doing her best. It will be very, very good if she qualifies to the Olympics. Because she's the first lady who won bronze for Ghana at the Senegal. At that level, she has been the first lady in boxing to win a medal. She's someone we cherish in our heart, and we wish that she could also qualify. If not, we'll still see the way forward and see what we can do, because Commonwealth Games is also around the corner.
I know you are a straightforward coach in boxing. You don't like predicting games. What do you think medals will come among the 3 boxers?
You see, these 3 boxers, it's very difficult for me even to see the best ones. And also, as you go to the competition, you don't know the kind of boxer you meet. They will do the draws, the balloting will show the kind of boxer you meet. But they are all in a level that they can make a change, or they can surprise, because they did that from the African qualification. I have one boxer who has never been to any major tournament before, and he went to Senegal and he beat the number one in Africa. So it tells you the level of our preparation and our technical level and tactical level, things that we can do. Ghana is a boxing nation. There's no doubt about it. You can call it through Azuma Nelson, Aikwote, or and then even the past Aikwote Senior, as well as Roy Ankra, Atukwe Klote. So Ghana is a boxing nation. So you never underrate Ghana in any platform when it comes to boxing.
Let me wish you good luck for the coming up Olympic Games in Tokyo.
Thank you very much. And thank you for all that you've been doing for us.
That's Ofori Asare, the head coach of Ghana's national boxing team, nicknamed the Black Bombers. And he spoke with Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Accra, Ghana.
My name is Coach Ofori Asari, the head coach of the national boxing team of Ghana. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Now let's go to Uganda, where three of the country's boxers are also training for the Tokyo Olympics. Magume Davis Rakawinj caught up with them, and he joins us now from Kampala, Uganda. Sporty greetings, Magume!
Sporty greetings to you, Sunny, and our listeners. Uganda Bombers, the Uganda boxing squad, trains at Lugogo Military Boot Camp in Kampala ahead of this year's Summer Olympics. The team is comprised of three, Uganda's first female boxer at the Olympics, Catherine Nanzili, medium-weight boxer David Semuju, and captain Prince Boji Chimela Shadiri Musa, and their sparring partners. Shadiri Musa says having other boxers around him makes training easier after Nanzili and Semuju qualified as the top-ranking boxers in their respective categories, having posted good points at the Dakar Senegal Africa Championship last year.
The first time I was alone in the training, I could get bored. I couldn't get any motivation or any training partner. I just get the sparring partner the day we scheduled for sparring. But at least right now I can call my teammates and we talk in the morning, even before training, or that night before morning for the training, we talk and be like, you know what? Today I'm going to train this. Just keep time. That keeps motivating, and it shows a teamwork for the team and for the boxers that have just qualified are with me, because we're just here to team up and look for a good result to the country and for our own good.
David Semuju says he has been working hard, even during the lockdown, to keep in good shape ahead of the Olympics. He says he wants to emulate his role model, John the Beast Mugabe, the Moscow 1980 silver medalist, and bring home a medal for Uganda.
Right now I'm going to prove people that I was worthy and I have to win. I have to bring that medal here in Uganda. I've been through these competitions in North Africa, right? So I've been training hard. And I've been through different people and different coaches. Yeah, so I have that courage of performing good. Yeah, definitely, me, I don't mind for whoever comes. Because me, I've been fighting all the way. And for me, the way I fight is different, because the slogan I move with of being like a Spartan soldier, and my profession is war, so I don't mind whoever comes my way. I'll just smash him down, yeah.
At times, female boxer Catherine Nanzili spares with her male counterparts and says this actually makes her a better fighter in the ring.
Some say it's an old sport, but we change the game. We change the game to doing both. So when I'm training, I do train with boys sparring. We have also girls that I mix. We do mix. We train with girls, we spar with them, then there is a girl to boy sparring, so that gives me being more stronger, because me sparring with the boys have much energy, okay, the experience. So when I'm sparring with a boy, it's like harder for me, but when I reach to a girl, it's more easier because I'm used to the hard tests.
Nancy believes participating at this year's Olympics will motivate both parents and girls to change their perceptions about the game of boxing as a male game, and hopes many girls will join the ranks. Sports reporter Abdul Nazil Semugabi says Ugandan boxers and their coaches must overcome the effects of shutdown and work their way to victory at the Tokyo Olympics.
They have been off for almost the whole of last year, and the coaches need a lot of work to do with them to be in shape for the Olympics. Yeah, it's because the Olympics is the climax of amateur boxing. So you meet with the best of the world. So they have to be in their best shape to stand a chance to compete.
Bombers team manager Toibu Mayanja says that is exactly what they are working on. ensuring that the boxers regain their fitness levels and learn new tactics ahead of this summer's Olympics.
Yeah, we have the shortest time period which we are given by Team Uganda, because when you see other countries like Morocco, like Kenya, like Algeria, they were in camp for the past one year. For us as Team Uganda, unfortunately, we're going to train for less than 3 months. Technically, we have to use the period we have to make them fit, to be fit to box in the Olympics, because we cannot say that you extend the championships because we have run out of time.
Coach Mayanja says the Uganda Boxing Federation is working with its Zambian counterparts to organize an international fight so boxers can have some competition ahead of the Olympics. Boxing remains Uganda's most successful sport at the Olympics, having won 4 medals, 2 silver and 2 bronze. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji, Kampala, Uganda.
My name is Nesli Catherine. I am the first female boxer from Uganda that will represent my country at the Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm telling the parents out there and the girls who are interested in boxing that please, parents, support your daughters in any sport, anything they would like, so that you do be the first, you do help them with the first blessing for the game. And the girls out there, please be disciplined and fear God first, because in fearing God, there is where you get the knowledge of everything and the blessings. And please be authentic to yourself, believe in yourself, and always keep in mind that everything is possible.
Take your pick, watch on television, log on to the internet, or listen right here on the radio. Hello, I am Shaka Fali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
And to quote Shaka, from the deepest better part of the bottom of my heart, I want to give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Shaka Sali for a memorable career at the Voice of America. Shaka is planning to retire at the end of May. In mixed martial arts, UFC welterweight champion Kamaru Usman, nicknamed the Nigerian Nightmare, is earning accolades after the 4th successful defense of his title over the weekend in the southern U.S. city of Jacksonville, Florida. Usman knocked out Jorge Masvidal in the 2nd round of their rematch. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the president of the Kickboxing Federation of Nigeria, Abubakar Yakubu.
Of course, we're very happy with the victory of Kamaru Usman. He's shown that he's a true champion. It was never in doubt for most of us that he was going to win. And the way he got the win through that knockout was, in fact, was fantastic, and made a lot of Nigerians and the martial arts community in Nigeria very, very proud, and even as Africans generally. So we knew what he could do. His record speaks for itself. He is well prepared, he's well grounded, even on the ground, and his striking ability, his ability to take a punch, you know, all these things, all these elements make him a very, very, very worthy champion. So we were very happy. We know that the world has not seen the best of him yet. He still has for us. We personally, myself, I'd like another bout with Covington so that he can put his seal on the work. One of the fighters I consider very, very mouthy, you know. So that he will become very, very undisputed. So we are happy, and we look forward to more victories, well-deserved victories on his part.
Do you think Usman should go higher and compete in another weight category?
On the decision to move up in weight, I think he himself, although there's been some speculation, but he himself mentioned that as long as that belt is held by a fellow Nigerian, a fellow African, in the person of Adesanya, that he would not contemplate that. So, but beyond that, I think he should take his time, you know, to really think it through. Yes, we remember that Adesanya too had an unfortunate incident, well, an unfortunate loss, when he moved up against the last month against Markovic. But we it's basically his choice. He knows his body, he knows what he can do, and he knows what he wants. But personally, and I think I shared views with a lot of people that urge caution, it's not easy to just step up like that. Besides, I still believe that at this category, there are still some fighters that he can at least use to practice, you know, and before moving up to the in weight. So by the long run, it's his choice. He knows his body. He knows what he can do, and he knows what he wants. All we can do is to wish him well.
What's your assessment of Nigerian mixed martial arts athletes? Do you think there are more of Kamaru Usmans in the making?
Yes, the Nigerian scene is full of a lot of good fighters that are coming up. For example, we have among the lightweights, we have some people like Emmanuel Bernard, who has 64 fights at as a kickboxer, and then he won 60 and four he lost decisions. But beyond that, in the MMA fights, he's had 5 fights, and he's won all 5 of that. So he's coming up, and we know that very, very soon the world will be hearing from him. And others, we have Prince Ebere, we have Bright Green, we have Daniel Emeka, we have Jibrin Bawa Inua, we have Olatius Alon. And then in the female category, we have Eniola Busari, Precious Alexander, Remy Pamileri. So these are just a few of the fighters that we have that are coming up. And we're sure that they are gathering all experiences fighting the local scene. And by the time they go into the national or the international scene, of course, some of them have some international experience, like Bernard, you know, and the African scene, he has a lot of experience. But the world stage should watch out for them. In the next 1 or 2 years, it will take the world by storm.
That's Abubakar Yakubu, the president of the Kickboxing Federation of Nigeria. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Geneva, Switzerland.
Sporting greetings. This is Abubakar Yakubu, the president of Kickboxing Federation of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Abubakar.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Nigerian striker Kelechi Iheanacho, who continued his career best scoring form when he scored the winning goal as Leicester City rallied to beat Crystal Palace 2-1.
Chelsea Leicester are knocking on the door, and Iheanacho has found the back of the net, broken the door down, almost broke the net. In form, the hot streak goes on, and what a vital goal it is, because Leicester City have come from behind here. A cracker from Kelechi.
That cracker from Kelechi was his 14th goal in his past 14 matches in all competitions. Leicester City is in third place in the Premier League with 62 points from 33 matches, and the team is well placed at this late stage to finish in the top four. Two big sports stars, one a Formula One driving champion and the other a Super Bowl champion quarterback in American style football, recently compared their secrets of success. Joining us with more details is VOA's Gwen Uden. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Very often, people who want to know how to be successful are told to follow the advice of successful people. In the sports world, it would be hard to find a duo more worthy of that distinction than reigning F1 champion Lewis Hamilton and NFL Super Bowl champ Tom Brady. And during a recent online chat with late night TV host James Corden, the two men shared their secrets for success. Last season, British driver Lewis Hamilton made history by winning his 7th F1 World Championship title, and the 36-year-old said his road to success all comes down to passion.
It's the love for what you do, and you know, I know that I can drive a car, but there's all these other things. And as you get older also and more experienced, and that early journey is kind of, it's about your mission, and then very, very much kind of your soul kind of goal. But then when you get, for me, when I've got further along, realize I'm a part of a huge team of over 1,000 people, how can you elevate? How can you lift other people? And actually seeing other people succeed is even, it's almost more rewarding than seeing yourself succeed.
Quarterback Tom Brady reached an achievement equal to Hamilton's when he clinched his 7th record-extending Super Bowl win. The 43-year-old said he agrees with Hamilton that one of the keys to success is watching others succeed, but the 5-time MVP added success also means striving to be the best version of himself.
I think the love of what I'm doing and then the willingness to continue to learn and to improve is what is really the most enjoyable. Not only that, having teammates where I can watch them grow, learn, improve. Ultimately, I was always trying to be my best, not the best. And being my best was really important to me because I never felt like I should compare myself to anyone, not because I looked up to so many other great athletes. But at the end of the day, I always got satisfaction knowing that I prepared as hard as I could. I gave, you know, so much emotionally to what I was doing, I gave so much to my teammates. I gave everything I had.
The two stars were asked how successful they thought they would be in each other's sport. Lewis Hamilton seemed reluctant to picture himself on the football field.
I would run the opposite way. Seeing those guys, the size that they are, nah, I don't know if I could do it. That's what, for me, it's easier being at 200 miles an hour for me.
On the other hand, Tom Brady thought he would do pretty well in F1 racing if only the helmets were bigger.
I always thought I was a pretty good driver. I suddenly, in the mail this week, I got the most beautiful gift. And you know what I realized? It doesn't fit. So how can I be a driver? How can I be a driver when the helmets don't fit me?
The two champions said they've admired each other's achievements over the course of their stellar careers. Brady said he knew early on that Lewis Hamilton would become one of the giants in his sport.
I mean, Lewis was, I mean, from the time he was a teenager, you know, one of the, you know, real prodigies of the sport. And what I think there's a lot of pressure when you're that young, you know, and then, hey, you're going to be this and you're going to, you know, become one of the greats in this particular sport, which takes so much discipline, so much determination. And I think knowing Lewis over a period of time, it's not like, hey, he just shows up to the race and hops in the car and then goes in and does his thing, wins the race like he has so many times. It's a year-round process for him.
And Hamilton says he consistently takes notes on NFL star Tom Brady.
I've been reading about some of the things that Tom does in his training, how he prepares himself, how he conducts himself with his team. There are so many things that you can take from watching a great athlete like Tom that you can then apply it to being a better athlete yourself. So I'm trying to learn from the great. And sometimes I message him, trying to, like, secretly get a bit of advice.
Sports icons Lewis Hamilton and Tom Brady proving that no matter how successful you are, you can always learn more from the greats. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. And that wraps up the April 27th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.